The very last line in Maseches Ksuvos, Daf Kufiyat Beis and Beis, says like this: Amar Rav Rashi, Amar Rav Asidim Kolilani Srak Shabbat Zol Shudin Uperis Shnamer Kiyitz Nasa Periyot Tein Avigafen Nas Nuchelim. So the Gemara says that all of the Lani Srak, Lasa Lavei Nes is going to happen, and they're going to produce Peris. And there's a very fascinating story that happened with this Gemara. The Shimon Shkop once went to have to be in the city of Brisk. This was in 1911. And at that time, his Talmud, Rav Chana Vassman, was a yeshiva in the yeshiva over there in Brisk. So he went to visit him in the yeshiva, and Rav Chana asked him if he could give a shir to the yeshiva and the masakta that they're learning. So he asked them, what you're learning, what masakta they're learning, and they said they're learning masakta ksubis. So Shimon said, fine. He said, where are you holding? So Rav Chana said, we happened to just finish the masakta. We're holding on this last line over here of a sinim kolani saksha baitzal shirtinu peris. So Shimon said, okay, if that's where you're holding, I'll give a shir on the last line. So everyone was very excited, and they were waiting to hear a shir on Agadata, and this being mazel, this Indian of Hasidim Kolilani Sakshu Baisalashu in the New Paris. But Reb Shimon did something very different. He got up and he read the Gemara that Lasalava, all the Lani Sakshu Baisalashu are going to be tied in Paris, and he cleared the following Chakir. He said, what's going to be the din if somebody sold a tree to his friend in Eretz Yisrael, Elon Srak, Bizman Hazah, where it doesn't have any Paris? And then after the Mechira, the Nes happened and started being Maitzi Paris. So what's the din? Does he get the does Lekiach get the Paris or not? And he went into a whole pilpul in the Indian of Davar Shel Bala Olam and Dakla Paris of whether he's going to be kind of the Paris or won't be kind of the Paris. And the Olam enjoyed the shir very much. And I saw brought down in the sefer called Torah of Akshem Epiu, told us of Shimon Shkop, one of the people that were there, Moshe Mordechai Yashar, said that he said that this was symbolic of Reb Shimon's godless. Reb Shimon was able to be misamic in anything and find depth and amkus and everything, that even something that was seemingly an Ilan Srak, even a Gemara that was seemingly just Divrei Agada, the handle Lumdus, Reb Shimon was able to be matan at Paris, he was able to find Paris in it and to bring out the geshmak of the Lumdus and everything, even in a line of Agadata. That's the way this mice is brought down over there. That's a mice. I don't hear exactly what the Shiloh was. Must be missing something over here. Lechartz Pashut, if he bought the Dekel, now it's Maitzi Paris, that it would go to the Lekeach. I mean, he owns the Gofan Dekel, but Al Kopanim, so must be missing some piece over here, and what exactly the Shiloh was. But Al Kopanim, that was the Gvaldik Shir that Shimon gave on this last line of the Gemara, of Asinuk Ilani Sakh Shabbatzal Shitanu Paris and Shibizaichab as Hashem to see this Bekarev, where the Ilani Sakh and Arzal will talk about Italian Paris, which means that the Bria will come to its Shlemus, like the Maral explains, and everything will come to the way it was, Kaida Machat, and then every Ilan will be Maitzi Paris, and we should be Zaycha to see this Bekarev and Mazel Tov to everyone on the Siyam of Maseches Ksuvos.